The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
And now, broadcasting from the 960 The Patriot Studios in beautiful Arizona, your Car Insiders.
Lord, won't you buy me a Mercedes Benz?
On the road again.
Good morning and welcome to Your Car Insiders on 960 The Patriot. Once again, my name is Gary Green. I'm the host of the show, and the easiest way to reach me, it's area code 602-525-1370. I want to start off with a very special shout out to Bobby Rabati and his family at B&N Auto Sales, located at 15225 North 32nd Street in Phoenix, Arizona, 85032. They're open daily up until 6 p.m. I'm not sure about their Saturday and Sunday hours. Bobby's phone number, it's area code 602-722-9151. If you're looking for a pre-owned commercial vehicle, it is absolutely the best place I can think of to start that process. You know, I talk about it every week. I find these articles to talk about. And I found an article that was basically something I thought that was pretty interesting. 20 longest lasting cars you can buy. So the number one on the list was a Ford F-350 Super Duty. Chance of lasting 250,000 miles was 49%. A Toyota Land Cruiser, 47.9%. This is all for the 250,000 miles. A Tundra, 47.9%. A Sequoia, 47.1%. An F-250 Super Duty, 43.6%. The Honda Pilot, 42.7%. Toyota Tacoma, 41.7%. Now, I had a client that I helped that traded in a Tacoma in, I shouldn't say that, replaced this car because his Tacoma had 465,000 miles on it. The GMC Sierra 2500, still over 41%. Well, kind of funny that they also have the Chevrolet Silverado at 41%, Toyota 4Runner at 41%, an Avalon at 33%, a Silverado 1500 at 31%, an Acura MDX at 29%, Honda Element at 27%, 27% for a Honda CR-V, Honda Accord was 27%, a Chevrolet Avalanche was 26.7%, Ram 2500 was 26%, Ram 3500 was 24%, and a Toyota Sienna was 23%. Here's what I'm going to tell you. I don't care what any of these people think. The longevity of your car is based on how you take care of it. If you take care of your car will take care of you. Oil changes, tire rotations, fluid changes. You know, somebody called me the other day. They rode their car till the brakes were squealing. Not squeaking, squealing. Well, if you get to that point and the brakes are squealing while you're driving, you've probably done some damage to the rotors. So not only are you not replacing brake pads, you now may have to replace your brake rotors. Your car will treat you just as well as you treat it. I'll never forget the Mickey Mantle saying when he was sick, and he said, if I had known I lived this long, I would have taken better care of myself. Your car is the same way. If you abuse your body, you abuse your car, you're going to end up with the same results. I'm not a doctor. We're not going down that road, but it's very simple. And this is the one thing nobody knows. Nobody knows what these electric batteries are going to be like in 10, 12, 15 years. Okay. Nobody knows how long these blind spot monitors, lane departure warnings, all these infotainment stuff, how long they're going to last. And, you know, I helped somebody buy a car, and it was funny. I shouldn't say I helped. He called me the other day, and I haven't heard back from him because he came out with, well, we'll just order one. Well, what he wants to buy, you can't order one. And we got on the topic of that he recently bought a Lucid. And we started talking about, you know, the warranty on the battery and things like that. And he kind of jokingly said, well, Gary, I'm not really that worried about it. If it lasts the length of the warranty, I'll be 90 years old at that point. I am not. If you're looking for an electric car, I don't like them. I don't dislike them. But there's something very, very, very important that you need to understand when you're looking at an electric car. This is an article that I found on Road and Track, and here are all the cars and trucks getting kicked off EV tax credits. Current administration Inflation Reduction Act added a huge number of American-made electric cars vehicles eligible for a $7,500 tax credit, including models for which the credit previously expired. The tax credit used to apply EVs, including plug-in hybrids made in the U.S., cost over $55,000 for cars and $80,000 for SUVs. Starting tomorrow, an EV must also have a certain percentage of U.S.-sourced battery material to qualify for the full credit. The list has gotten much, much shorter. Notably, the entry-level versions of the Rivian R1T and R1S no longer qualify for any sort of credit. This list also no longer includes any EVs or PHVs from foreign automakers. Previously, the Audi Q5 plug-in, BMW 3 Series, X5 Genesis, electrified GV70, Nissan Leaf, Volkswagen ID4, plug-in Volvo S60, and all qualified for some tax credit, as well as all were built in the U.S. Now those are all struck from the list, at least until those automakers up the amount of U.S. source content in the battery. Here's what I'm going to tell you. I'm not going to keep reading the entire article. I am having somebody that's looking for a 4xE Jeep Wrangler. There's an $11,500 rebate that you qualify for, but you have to lease the car. And people explain, oh, I don't want to lease the car. Well, there's a way to do this where you lease the car and you get the $11,500. And if it's something you're interested in, please feel free to give me a call at 602-525-1370. A lot of these manufacturers that are losing the tax credit, and remember, that was a tax credit. Okay, I helped somebody last week. They wanted to lease, and they leased an electric GV70. It was a $7,500 rebate. Not a tax credit, a total $7,500 rebate. These are things that I look out for you, the consumer, when you're trying to buy your car. There's nothing wrong with leasing a vehicle. And if you lease the car, you get the rebate, and you decide in 6 months you want to own it and you buy it, guess what? They don't ask for the rebate back. I'm here to help you. I am not selling you a car. I'm helping you buy a car. And if you'd like my help, you can reach me at 602-525-1370. There's so many different things, moving parts in buying a car. It's not just the price. It's the price of the car. How are you paying for a car? Does a lease make sense? Are you financing the car? And what kind of interest rates are out there right now? And I'll tell you something. Interest rates are not going down. Okay, I financed my car through a credit union. I helped a gal 1 month later use the same credit union, same kind of credit score that I have, and the interest rate was 0.25% higher, and interest rates at credit unions are posted on a rate sheet that is sent to the dealership, so they're not marked up. The rate is what it is through most credit unions. I'm here to help you. Remember, I'm not selling you a car. I'm helping you buy a car. If you'd like my help, you can reach me at 602-525-1370. Find me online at yourcarinsiders.com. Contact page is there, and as I always say, you're going to receive an email depending. You usually hear back from me within that day. I want to send out a very special thanks to Mercedes-Benz of Arrowhead. If you're looking for Mercedes-Benz, please visit Mercedes-Benz of Arrowhead. They offer new pre-owned and certified pre-owned vehicles as well. They'd be happy to custom order the Mercedes of your choice. It's a family-owned and operated dealership, and they're the proud recipient of the Mercedes-Benz Best of the Best award many times over. I know it's very, very repetitive, but I'm not a salesman in a car dealership. I'm somebody that wants to help you buy a car. If you choose to hire me to help you buy a car, the fee that I charge is $400, and that fee is only collected at the end of the transaction after you take delivery of the car. I don't send you into the business office by yourself. I sit there with this through the entire process. If you feel the need that you need to go and you need to test drive cars, I'm absolutely okay with that. You know, one of my favorite sedans is an article that I found on Motor Biscuit. I like Genesis. I like a lot of cars, but I always jokingly say that if I was going to buy my four-door sedan, and I'm nowhere near that yet, I still drive a two-door car with a manual transmission. I really like the 23 Genesis G80. It's an excellent car. Comfortable accommodations for the whole family stand out. So they talked about bevy of standard technologies and driver aids. But here's the thing you have to remember. It's a great car that excels overall. But they make the car with two different motors. They make the car with all-wheel drive, and they make the car that's not all-wheel drive. And the thing that you have to remember is that when you see prices starting from, that's not going to be how much the most expensive trim level is. I'm here to help you. Easiest way to reach me, it's 602-525-1370. Yourcarinsiders.com is the webpage. You can find that online. If you don't want to get up at 6 o'clock in the morning on a Saturday, and I appreciate those that do that, you can log into the Your Car Insiders website. The radio shows are on there, and there's a podcast link on 960 The Patriots website. Very special thanks to Santan Hyundai, located at 3252 South Autoway in Gilbert, Arizona. Adam and Dave, they absolutely understand what it is that I'm trying to do to help a client buy a new car.
Great reputations aren't just given. They are earned over time. Since 1951, the Earnhardt family has forged its reputation as the finest automotive group in Arizona. Stop in and experience the no bull difference. It's our way of doing business where customer satisfaction is our top goal now and generations to come. We're located at 99th Avenue and Loop 101 or online at EarnhardtHonda.com. Remember, if your vehicle has the Earnhardt brand, you are in for a great ride. And that ain't no bull.
If you're looking for a Mercedes-Benz, please visit Mercedes-Benz of Arrowhead. They offer new, pre-owned, and certified pre-owned vehicles and are constantly adding to their inventories. Or they're happy to custom order the Mercedes of your choice. Mercedes-Benz of Arrowhead is family-owned and operated and is the proud recipient of the Mercedes-Benz Best of the Best Award many times over. Shopping for a new or used car should be an enjoyable and comfortable experience. With their inventory inside a 115,000-square-foot climate-controlled showroom with all natural lighting and three levels of vehicles to peruse, Mercedes-Benz of Arrowhead is confident that you will leave with a smile. Visit Mercedes-Benz of Arrowhead for their vast selection of luxury cars and trucks, ready for immediate delivery to the greater Phoenix area. They are located at 9260 West Bell Road in Peoria, Arizona. Or you can find them online at arrowheadmb.com.
Welcome back to Your Car Insiders on 960 The Patriot. I want to send out a very special thanks to Coulter Cadillac Buick GMC of Phoenix for their support of Your Car Insiders. Family owned and operated for, they're celebrating their 100 years in the Valley since 1923. It's the fourth generation of Coulters that are running the car dealerships. They absolutely understand what it is that I'm trying to do to help a client buy a car. You know, I read these articles, and some of them, you know, really, really annoy me. They really do, because it's such bad information for you. So 23 of the most popular crossovers under $30,000. So some of these cars, it's back. They have a price of a 22 Mazda CX-30. Base price, $23,425. The next car that they have is a Hyundai Venue that starts at $20,245. And this is probably the most affordable crossover that's sold. And even a fully loaded one is in probably the 25 grand range. Volkswagen Tiguan, $27,490. Base price. Hyundai Santa Fe, base price is under $30,000. Buick Encore GX, under $26,000, base price. 2022 Nissan Rogue, $28,075, under $30,000. The Kia Sportage, base price, but this is the old body style 2022, under $25,500. 2022 Buick Encore, $25,795, base price. Base price, $25,905. 2022 Nissan Rogue Sport, base price, $25,685. 2022 Subaru Forester, base price, $26,320. Kia Seltos, $23,805. Remember, base price. Hyundai Kona, base price, $22,545. Toyota Corolla Cross, $23,410. 2022 Hyundai Tucson, $26,195. Chevrolet Equinox, $26,995, base price. Ford Bronco Sport, base price, $28,760. I helped a young lady buy they had a Bronco Sport. Okay, it had a $45,000 MSRP for the top-of-the-line Badlands. Okay, so there's a $17,000 difference from the base price up until the top-of-the-line trim level. Toyota CHR, $25,905. Hyundai Tucson, $26,575. A Volkswagen Taos. Mazda CX-5. Toyota RAV4. Honda CR-V. Now, in 2022, the Honda CR-V had a base price of $27,625. Keep in mind, they no longer make an LX model. Their EX is the entry-level trim level now. Then there's popular models under $40,000. The verbiage really needs to be base price starting from. Doesn't include destination. Doesn't include any options that you might want. You know, they make cars that have trim levels. So, yes, they make a Honda CR-V EX that probably MSRPs in the $33,000 range, if not a little bit more, and you can go up to over 40 grand if you go to the top of the line touring all-wheel drive. when you watch these commercials on TV, and, you know, my favorite commercials, I don't care what you say, when it comes to car commercials, my favorite commercials are the ones that show you the cars, not the prices. Because the ones that have prices all have that little thing, price is on this model shown for illustration purposes. Okay, my favorite commercial right now, and Jeremy's going to love this one, it's the Subaru commercial with the dog with the window rolled down in the back, where they're driving through the muddy road and the mud all flies in. I don't remember seeing Subaru commercials that have prices. Factory commercials. You might see a dealership that has a commercial that talks about a lease price, a lease payment, a price starting from. Remember, all of these things that you see, they're all designed to spike your interest. You know, and, you know, when people tell me, well, I was online and I saw this car. Well, guess what? Is the car still there? Okay. And there's unfortunately a lot of guys in the car dealership that are not going to tell you until you're standing there in front of them that that car's already been sold. I'm here to help you. I weed through all that unnecessary brain damage. The easiest way to reach me, it's 602-525-1370. You can find me online at Your Car Insiders. There's a contact page. You can listen to the radio shows. You can listen to the radio shows on the Patriot 960 website. There's a podcast link. I believe I'm the fourth link down, but I'm not selling you anything. I'm helping you buy a car. And if you want some information and you want to talk, guess what? I don't mind that. I don't mind chatting with people. I've been doing this long enough that I can figure out pretty quick whether or not I'm going to help you buy a car or you're just looking for information. I'm okay with all of that. I really am. I just don't like to get treated like a salesperson in a car dealership. And when I start to feel that, at that point, it's time for me to dismiss myself from participating in this transaction. I'm here to help you. I am not selling you anything. And the easiest way to reach me, it's 602-525-1370. Very special thanks to Joey Staples and his team at Earnhardt Honda, located at 10151 Papago Freeway in Avondale, Arizona. You know, there's a lot of things to talk about, and we're going to continue talking about. When we come back from the break, we're going to talk about a lot of people call me up, and they don't quite understand actually what's going on, and they want to talk to me about buying a used car. And what we're going to talk about after the break is certain vehicles that trying to buy one used, it's actually more money than to try to buy one new. And I had somebody that sent me a text the other day. It was Mother's Day. And I was out and I sent a text, please feel free to call me the next day. And she came back with a text, be happy to do that. And I never heard from her. Okay? I don't call people. If I call people, it makes me feel like I'm a salesperson in the car dealership trying to solicit your business. The easiest way to get me to help you is pick up the phone, call me at area code 602-525-1370. You know, I mentioned earlier about, you know, Rodeo Ford. You know, David's been the general sales manager there for years and years, and he recently became the general manager of the dealership. I had the opportunity to do my first deal with him since he became the general manager. And I got to tell you, I wish everybody wanted a Ford. I wish everybody wanted a Honda. I wish everybody wanted a car that I can get them the car with a really, really simple, easy, transparent transaction.
Great reputations aren't just given. They are earned over time. Since 1951, the Earnhardt family has forged its reputation as the finest automotive group in Arizona. At Rodeo Ford, an Earnhardt dealership in Goodyear, we offer a huge selection of new Ford vehicles, all with low, no bull prices. Visit today or go to RodeoFord.com. Remember, if your vehicle has the Earnhardt brand, you're in for a great ride, and that ain't no bull.
Special thanks to Coulter Cadillac Buick GMC of Phoenix for their support of Your Car Insiders. Family owned and operated for four generations, Coulter is celebrating 100 years in the Valley since 1923. Coulter Cadillac Buick GMC of Phoenix has flourished thanks to their uncompromising dedication to complete customer satisfaction. Throughout the years, they've operated under one philosophy: treat every customer with the respect they deserve, provide quality sales and service in a casual and relaxed atmosphere, and do it at a competitive price. It's really that simple, and it's how we've built lasting relationships through generations of car buyers. Coulter employees are dedicated to making every customer a part of the Coulter family for their car buying life. Coulter's experience is the difference. Paul Glanz, general manager, has been affiliated with the Coulter Group for 29 years. They invite you to visit Coulter Cadillac Buick GMC of Phoenix, located at 12th Street in Camelback, and let the Coulter team show you the way the car ownership experience is meant to be.
Welcome back to Your Car Insiders on 960 The Patriot. Once again, the easiest way to reach me is 602-525-1370. Once again, I want to send out a very special thanks to David Garcia and his team at Rodeo Ford, located 13680 West Hess Drive in Goodyear, Arizona. You know, I was talking earlier about, you know, taking care of your used car and doing this and doing that. And, you know, if you're taking your car to the car dealership and you're thinking about trading it in, I always tell people, it's not a terrible idea. You know, make the car look presentable. Now, if it's a 250,000-mile car, don't run it through the car wash. They don't care what it looks like. But if you have a car with 35,000 miles on it and it's covered in mud, run through the car wash. Now, I give people hints or tips. If we're going to buy a car and you're paying cash, okay, are you putting the car in a trust? Because if you are, you have to have the front and last page of your trust. You have to have an insurance card in your name for a vehicle that you're going to be buying. You don't have to be trading anything in, but that card allows you to take delivery of the car. Don't get out of your car with your title to your trade-in in your hand. That's a pretty telltale sign that you've already made a decision mentally to buy a car. 14 used cars that cost more than the brand new version. This is an article that was on in Everyday Money, and it was April 6th. As wild as this seems, some used cars today cost more than their brand new counterparts. Even though used car prices have declined significantly in the past year, lightly used models of 14 vehicles are being listed for higher prices than the new models. Okay, they haven't significantly gone down. Each used car stands on its own. Now, the list includes three premium models: Mercedes-Benz G-Class, the Chevrolet Corvette, and the Ford Bronco. The report notes all are very high demand. For cars in high demand, you're absolutely going to pay more for a new one, a used one, than a new one, okay? And that's because they don't have a new one to sell you, okay? Here's a list of 14 vehicles that are being listed for higher prices used: Ford Maverick, Toyota Corolla Hybrid, Mercedes-Benz G-Class, Toyota Sienna, Toyota RAV4 Prime, Toyota Corolla Cross, a Toyota RAV4 Hybrid, a Kia Carnival, a Ford Bronco, a Honda Civic, an Accord Hybrid, a Chevrolet Corvette, a Kia Rio, and a Honda Accord. Each car deal stands on its own. You need to understand before you go in and buy that used car. Okay. Now, if you find, I watched a dealership the other day offer to buy a gentleman's very, very, very hard to find car. He just bought it and he was able to secure one at MSRP. And the dealership offered him 15 grand more than what he paid for the car. Now, some cars that were getting this stupid tax money over MSRP, that's starting to dissipate a little bit. So you really need to consider, if you're going to buy a used car, can you find a new one? if you can find a new one in the next 30 days, what's that car going to cost you? I can help you navigate through that. And if you'd like my help, the easiest way to reach me, it's area code 602-525-1370. You can find me online at yourcarinsiders.com. There's a contact page. There is a link to listen to the radio shows. You do not have to get up at 6 o'clock in the morning to listen to me on Saturday mornings, because folks, if you've been listening for a while, me and Jeremy don't get up at 6 o'clock on Saturday morning to do this. I record the show during the week. So at 6 in the morning, from 6 to 7, I'm probably not going to answer the phone if it doesn't pop up my son's name, my daughter's name, or my wife's name if she's out of town. That's probably the only three people I would answer the phone for between 6 o'clock and 7 o'clock in the morning. Now, it's very, very important. If you'd like my help, what you need to do is leave me a message when you call. 602-525-1370. You know, I get people, they call me up, and it's not something I really like to play in, is that $10,000 car market. But I've had pretty good luck with my friend Anthony Reed and his family at Reed Motors. I've known Anthony for going on over 25 years. He's helped numerous clients buy pre-owned cars in the 10,000 range. They're located at 2121 East Indian School Road, and Anthony's phone number is 602-833-2542. Remember, you can find me online at yourcarinsiders.com, contact page, radio shows. I appreciate everybody getting up at 6 o'clock in the morning on a Saturday, but you don't have to. Once again, my number, 602-525-1370.
Great reputations aren't just given, they are earned over time. Since 1951, the Earnhardt family has forged its reputation as the finest automotive group in Arizona. Among them is Earnhardt Santan Hyundai. Shop now and get 3 years complimentary maintenance on our full lineup, including the all-electric 2022 Hyundai Ioniq 5. Stop in or visit online at santanhyundai.com. Remember, if your vehicle has the Earnhardt brand, you're in for a great ride, and that ain't no bull.
Welcome back to Your Car Insiders on 960 The Patriot. Once again, my name is Gary Green, and the easiest way to reach me, it's area code 602-525-1370. I want to send out a very special thanks to Lundy's Peoria Volkswagen, located at 8801 West Bell Road in Peoria, Arizona. Just west of the Loop 101, just east of 91st Avenue on the south side of the street. I'm here to help you. I am not selling you anything. Remember, it's not just the price. Doesn't matter what I think your used car is worth. It matters what the dealership is going to pay for your car. You know, I was sitting there helping somebody buy a car, and I'm pretty good at working numbers. I have a little guide that I use, and I take the dollar amount, whether it's the sale price or the taxable total, and I multiply that number by a certain percentage. And it gives me a pretty darn close out the door. Pretty darn close. And then I take the number and I multiply that times the money factor that I think that your rate is going to be at. So that's not taking the interest rate at 5.9% and multiply 5.9 times you're out the door. What you're doing when you're doing that is very simply this, and I keep this little cheat sheet in my wallet. And for a long time, I never went past 2.9%. But now we're in a stage where some of these loans are 3.9%. So I had a feeling that the girl's loan was going to be somewhere around $16.50 a thousand. Okay. And I calculated the payment and I told her that my best guess is your payment with the money that you're putting down is going to be somewhere around $575 a month. And I happened to be sitting with the general manager in his dealership, and it was Rodeo Ford, and it was David Garcia. And it was kind of funny because I said, David, do me a favor. What's the actual payment? Remember, I said $575. And he came back and said, it's $568. Now, my quick math, inside of 15 seconds, I was within $7 of what her actual payment was. And the reason it was off by a little bit was because we couldn't get 5.99%. Okay, the best rate that we could get through the credit union, okay, with her great credit score was about 6.34%. Okay, and the gal looked at me and said, how do you do that? And it's really simple how you do that. It's math. Okay, and it's very, very important to remember this. The figures don't lie, but liars figure. I was mentioned earlier, I helped a gal buy a car, and the girl was 1,800 miles away from me. It's my friend's sister. And we had a conversation, and I told the sales manager, hey, if you do this, 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 and this, you'll buy the car. And what's the rate through Honda? He told me what the rate was through Honda. I said, pull her credit and see if she qualifies. We pull her credit, see if she qualifies. But we sat on the phone, on speaker, with the finance manager, and went over the fact, did she think she need gap insurance? And did she feel the need to buy a Honda Care warranty for 8 years, 100,000 miles? At a competitive price. So they, after they lowered the warranty a considerable amount and took the gap insurance out, I told her to sign everything as long as your payment is this. As long as your payment is exactly this. Okay, because once you sign, and I will never forget hearing this, was years and years and years ago, client had said something, and there was a phone conversation, and everything got changed. It wasn't my client. Was somebody that was helping this person buy a car. And as soon as they got off the phone, the dealership reversed everything back to what it originally was, and the customer signed it. And the next day in the conversation, the customer basically said, I just wanted to get out of there. So the gentleman wasn't happy with that answer, so he decided to call the dealership and speak to the GM. And the GM's exact words were, it's not a new car. There is no survey. I don't care what you have to say. And they should have read what they signed before they signed it. I'm not doing anything. Those are the kind of people that I try to stay away from. I'm here to help you buy a car. I am not selling you anything. 602-525-1370. It's an article that I found that I thought was pretty interesting. Used car brands that have lost the most value in 2023. And believe it or not, the number one brand for depreciation in 2023 has been the Tesla. It doesn't say which model. Okay. The Wagoneer was number two. Fiat was number three. Jaguar was number four. Scion was five, Land Rover was six, Infiniti was seven, Subaru was eight, Alfa Romeo was nine, and Nissan was number 10. Some of these numbers are surprising, but many can easily be explained. For a while, pricing for used Teslas climbed quickly as buyers turned to flip the cars on the used car market for inflated prices. So, however, as the supply caught up and the demand with Tesla began slashing prices on new models, the crazy used values collapsed. I helped a radio show listener's son buy a used Tesla at a very, 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 very competitive price about a year ago. And he went to go get rid of it right now, and it was not a 26.9% depreciation. The number that he was offered by Tesla was about 50% less than what he paid for the car last year. Some used vehicle segments saw greater declines in average pricing than others. Average used minivans prices fell by 8.37%. Sedans dropped by 7.26%, while coupes were up 2.57%, and convertibles were up a whopping 12.54%. Interestingly, Pontiac topped the list with the largest price increase, and Mercury also made the list. Both brands have been defunct for a while, with over a decade since the last Pontiac, so I don't even know why they have those cars in this article. Many analysts believe it could be years before the market truly stabilizes, as the lack of steady new vehicle inventory has driven a shortage of late model used vehicles. Used car brands that have lost the most value in 2023 originally appeared on Autoblog. I'm going to say it again. You have to compare everything before you make the decision to buy a car. Okay? If you can buy one new, how much is the new one? And I've had people call me up that they're looking at a used car, and I look up the car, and not only is it used, but it was a used rental. It was in an accident. And when you see some of these cars, if you see some of these cars, and in these advertisements, they say, some used vehicles will not have floor mats, owner's manuals, and a second key. Second key could be $400. Owner's manual could be $75. Floor mats could be a couple of $100. I'm here to help you navigate through this. I am not selling you a car. I'm going to say it again. Not selling you a car. I'm helping you buy a car. So here's an article written on March 2nd in Architectural Digest. And I didn't really read it, but I wanted to get an idea. How to buy a new car. Five common mistakes to avoid. Buying a new car is challenging. This is not surprising. A car is the second most expensive purchase most people will ever make after a home. And choosing the right car and the right place to buy it involves a myriad of factors, from selecting a brand and model that serves your needs and represents yourself concept to determining how much to pay and how to finance it. During the pandemic, manufacturers and sellers were forced to make this process a bit more transparent, as consumers demanded they be able to conduct much of the business from home and away from the traditional atmosphere of a car dealership. This has continued and has been a boon for car shoppers. Okay, I haven't spoken to one person that bought a car online that I couldn't beat the deal that they got. In addition, because of supply chain issues that have continued to dog automakers, reducing inventory and increasing prices, new tools have been developed to help consumers navigate the tight market. At the forefront in the rolling out of these novel resources has been Kelley Blue Book, a 100-year company known for consumer-facing automotive research. We spoke with one of their editors and got the tips for mistakes to avoid when buying a new car. When are people going to understand that all these things do is sell your information to the car dealership? Get unstuck from the now. When car shopping, consumers are frequently looking to solve an immediate problem. Their car is breaking down, it costs too much to fill up, it's been totaled. This often causes them to zoom in on solving the problem right away. But since a car is such a big purchase, it's important to think about it from a long-term perspective. What works today may not be the best option for a few years down the line. So if you're considering starting a family in the future, you probably don't want to buy a two-seat sports car. Given the high current prices of new vehicles, the average transaction price for new cars recently hit $50,000. The monthly payment isn't everything. Absolutely, the monthly payment. Okay. Shop locally, but globally. Okay. I was trying to help somebody buy a car, and guess what? When the dealership found out that the customer was out of state, they weren't interested in selling them the car anymore. Look beyond the lot. The overwhelming majority of American new car buyers seek their purchase from the inventory of dealers' lots, whether said dealership is nearby or noted above, thousands of miles away. But they might not have just what you want. For consumers with more time, there's another way: build to order. This has been popular in Europe for eons, but it's kind of making its way to America. The benefit: you can figure out the exact vehicle you want. So let's say you're looking for an F-150, which is available in a million different configurations. You can build it on Ford's site, down to the color and trim. the towing capacity, and they will literally build a car at the factory. You will work with the dealership to get it delivered and work on financing. The upside is you get it precisely what you want. The downside is you have to wait for it. I ordered on January 29th a 2023 Dodge Challenger. I take it back. I ordered it on the 28th. I got an email that my order was accepted on the 29th of January. Go through February, go through March. That's 8 weeks. I was in my brand new car on April 13th. My car, from the day I ordered it to the day I was delivered it, was a little under 10 weeks. And guess what? I got exactly what I wanted. And nobody had exactly what I wanted. And when I found used ones, which I wasn't interested in, the 22s that I found were actually more money than I paid for the brand new one. I'm here to help you navigate through this stuff. And if you'd like my help, the easiest way to reach me, it's area code 602-525-1370. Like I said, when you go to these websites and you go to these things to get information, a lot of this time it's capturing your information. When they capture information, they send it to the car dealership. I tried to do something. It was one of these buying, they'll buy your used car. Inside of 5 minutes, I had three emails and three phone calls from three separate car dealerships, and all of them told me that to get the number that was in the email, I had to bring the car in for a final inspection. Okay. I'm here to help you navigate through this. 602-525-1370 is my number, and I want to thank all of the sponsors of the radio show. B&N Auto Sales, Bobby Rabati and his family at 15225 North 32nd Street. Mercedes-Benz of Arrowhead at 9260 West Bell Road in Peoria. Coulter GMC Buick on Camelback. Earnhardt Honda, Santan Hyundai and Genesis, Rodeo Ford, Lundy's Peoria Volkswagen, and Anthony Reed and his family at Reed Motors on Indian School. I'm here to help you. I am not selling you anything. You're the client. I'm the consumer advocate. I am not a broker. If you're not happy with what I tell you, no harm, no foul. If you'd like my help, 602-525-1370. And you can find me online at yourcarinsiders.com.
Three-star General Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.